Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Higg. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Torre. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Luis Melendez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Crosby. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Ruz. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Jerry Ruz. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Brock reaches second base with a double. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Higg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Higg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beckert for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melendez moves to third. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Ruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melendez scores. Simmons moves to third. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Ruiz moves to second. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 0-for-1 in the game. Haig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-1 in the game. Torre hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Torre reaches second base with a double. Haig goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torre scores. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Luis Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melendez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenal moves to third. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. Melendez moves to second. It's 5-0, Cardinals. Jerry Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruiz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruiz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melendez scores. Crosby moves to second. It's 6-0, Cardinals. Roberto Rodriguez now pitching. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Roberto Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torre fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torre moves to third. Luis Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Melendez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torre scores. Cardenal moves to second. It's 7-0, Cardinals. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier misplays the ball. That's an error on Javier. Williams moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby misplays the ball. That's an error on Crosby. Williams scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Cardinals. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruse is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Brock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman. Brock reaches second base with a double. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-3 in the game. Javier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Colburn now pitching. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Terry Hughes pinch hits for Jim Colburn. Terry Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Decker now pitching. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Torre hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Torre reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Torre moves to third. One out. Luis Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Melendez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torre scores. It's 8-1, Cardinals. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Melendez moves to second. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Melendez moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruse is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up towards first. Haig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruse fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Brock is called out on strikes. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 4 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Haig takes first base on ball 4. Javier moves to second. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Torre strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Decker, and towards Beckert, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roe Skidmore pinch hits for Joe Decker. Roe Skidmore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skidmore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Javier fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Dunnigan now pitching. Luis Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Melendez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dunnigan fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simmons moves to second. Jerry Ruse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruse is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ruse strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 4-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Torre fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Haig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Haig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haig is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Torre hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Torre reaches third base with a triple. Haig goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Cardinals. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez is 4-for-5 in the game, with four singles. He's got two RBIs. Melendez hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 9, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleo James pinch runs for Ernie Banks. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Galliano pinch hits for Jim Dunnigan. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano takes first base on ball 4. James moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-4 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. James scores. Galliano moves to third. It's 9-2, Cardinals. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-4 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.